build a pipeline from West Virginia through Virginia to North Carolina, Dominion must take private property through a legal process called eminent domain. And in order for the government to approve that process, it must first certify that there's a public need for the project. At the Southern Environmental Law Center, attorney Greg Bupert says the federal agency that was supposed to do that made a mistake when it concluded a new pipeline was needed.
Signals from the market don't support a new interstate natural gas pipeline, and frankly, it's the most costly way to bring gas to Virginia. So ratepayers will be on the hook over the next 25 years for $1.5 to $3 billion in costs.
Dominion disputes that claim, saying new supplies of cheap natural gas will actually mean lower rates for customers, and it points to purchase agreements it has with its own electric company as proof of demand. Bupert is not convinced.
These are agreements between Dominion affiliates that don't reflect what's going on in the market. FERC refused to look behind those contracts, and we think that's a problem.
And in their lawsuit, environmentalists argue there are better ways to get fracked gas to market.
The Transco pipeline, which is a major pipeline passing through Virginia and North Carolina, as a pipeline artery with capacity and pipeline into the ground to meet demand in the southeast.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has already issued a stop work order canceling permits issued by the National Park and Forest Services.
One to drill under the Blue Ridge Parkway and another to harm endangered species.
The SELC will also be at a state hearing of the Water Control Board Tuesday in support of its claim that the Atlantic Coast Pipeline cannot be built without harming Virginia's rivers and streams. I'm Sandy Houseman.